Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. I'm Willie Thompson. Our devotional today is entitled, Dwelling with Pleasant Memories. In the book of 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 5, the Apostle Paul penned these words, "When I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois and in thy mother Eunice, and I am persuaded that is in thee also," or that in thee also. Here is an account that is an encouragement to me of the fact that one can live with pleasant memories of one who has been brought to a saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ and has so demonstrated that they're rightly related to the Lord that when it comes time to leave this life, there has to be no feeling of regret about failing to have given the gospel to these. The Apostle Paul at this time has been sentenced to die. He is leaving behind those loved ones, and he is there where he can do nothing else. He can't get out and go see them, but he has these pleasant memories that are with him. Now, he had memories, and what was he going to do about it? There are many who have memories that are not pleasant memories. They are painful memories. But the thing about those, if you dwell on those past painful experiences, they are going to deprive you of the joy of this moment. What can you do about yesterday? It is gone. You can't retrieve it, no matter how carefully you manipulate what you should have done, what you would have done, or what someone else could have done. The fact is that they could not change what has passed into yesterday. So we can learn from those experiences and make some decisions today on how we ought to be. The Apostle Paul said that when he called to remembrance the unfeigned faith that was in Timothy, it did something for him. He also was able to go beyond that particular event of Timothy's faith, sincere faith, and he was able to think on the others who were in the family of the Lord. As I looked at that portion of Scripture, I thought about, well, can we think of others that we know are brought into God's family because of our faith, because of our faithfulness, because of the life we've lived before them, because of the light of our lives that has shined into their lives or into this world? It's very important for us to have something to look back on that we have been faithful to the Lord. Not only to look back on, but to know that we are today, by God's grace, being faithful. When he said he brought these things to remembrance, he also was one who prayed. Now, what can you do? He prayed night and day. We'll be thinking anyway during the day, and during our times of thinking during the day, we can have thoughts while we're with others, and those thoughts can reflect how we respond to situations that are around us. But when we're thinking in the night, we think alone, your thoughts seem to be more painful if they are in the night. The night seems to slow down. You wish for day. Job was having physical pain, and the days dragged, went swiftly, and the nights dragged slowly by. But when we spend those times in prayer, the prayer can become more intense. We can have a more focused prayer by the grace of God if we will pray during those times in the night when we're alone. And we will be praying what? What will he be praying about? Well, there are certain things that he knew about, the needs of others. There are certain things he remembered about, the memory of what things were like when he departed from them. And there are certain concerns that he had for them. He could pray about those. So we as Christians can dwell with pleasant memories, but it's a choice that we must make, that there are things we cannot change, so what will we do? You can pray about that which you cannot change, accept that which you cannot change, but trust God to work and bring forth his blessings for you at this moment, this day. Join us again for Morning Devotions. I'm Willie Thompson.